Hello, everybody. I'm Bobby. I'm an alcoholic. And thank you for asking me to be a speaker tonight and to be of service to you. My experience, strength, and hope. I have to take notes because putting my 30 years history in 10 minutes is a lot of a challenge here. So, basically, my alcoholism or my alcohol consumption started when I was 16. I joined a sorority in high school. We had a women's sorority. And we, you know, had our parties, beer, things like that. Not really an issue. Didn't think I had anything wrong. Just basically, it just was a recipe for, between me not fitting in and drinking, was a recipe for confidence. I felt like I fit in better. So I felt really good. When the moment that alcohol entered my body, I knew that this was the right thing to do for me so I can be comfortable with myself. I noticed that at that point, I had a boyfriend at the time, broke up. Something with the situation just made me just escalate into a complete drunken oblivion. I would raid my dad's liquor cabinet, and I would drink his scotch during the day. I went to parties. I was on very bad behavior, a lot of sleeping around, a lot of drunken behavior, very unladylike, I should say. And did a lot of blackout drinking, and also, you know, really odd, which only happened during this time of alcoholism. I just, you know, I would get so wasted, I would cry and I would scream, and my friends at the parties were like, "What the is wrong with her?" You know, and I called my dad and I'm like, "You have to come get me. I don't know what's wrong." And he never came. And I remember also my sister, telling my dad that something was wrong. She thought it was drugs. Something was wrong. And he never talked to me about it. And so I kind of felt, you know, that, oh, well, I guess it's okay. Continue to do my behavior. I drove drunk all the time. I remember driving drunk home, and I struck a dog and killed it in the road. Kept going. And just really bad behavior. And then I noticed that when I met a guy that I started dating, he didn't drink the way I did. So that changed my whole way I drank. I was kind of forced into a place of controlling my drinking. You know, I was able to control it around people who I needed to control it around, but I was also able to let loose when I wanted to let loose. So this continued on for several years, you know, but I also, you know, even though my behaviors weren't the screaming and drinking and so forth, it turned into arguing, being nasty, you know, not listening to people when they said, don't get in the car, don't go anywhere. I just said, whatever, did it. You know, I did a lot of apologizing for my behavior, and just in hopes that they would just let time go on and they'd forget so I can continue my drinking. I just couldn't imagine not drinking. And so basically, that was really but what my history was for a while. And, you know, I basically acclimated to my environment, you know. Where was I? What can I do? What can I do? Who can I be cool and drink with? Who can I not really have that behavior and drink around? So back in 94, I met a man who I fell in love with, and he was clean for 7 years. And we married in 1996 at this church that I'm standing at right now. He, like I said, clean for the 7 years. I relocated to Seattle for a job. We were married a couple years after that. So my environment changed. My drinking habits didn't. I kind of hoped that they would have changed, but they didn't. It wasn't really first and foremost. It was just a lot of changes that were going on, a lot of happy times. I got pregnant with my daughter. I didn't drink then, obviously. Like, no, I'm not drinking with my daughter, clearly. Not, you know, being pregnant 9 months. I thought that would be an opportunity for me, knowing my history, to stop. Or, you know, I don't have to drink again. I'm a mom. Party days are over. You know, what do I need to be doing this for? So next thing you know, I drank a month after I had her. I had a glass of wine at dinner, and I went right back to where I was before. And I didn't understand, why can't I control this? I just couldn't do it. And then things started turning into another era of my alcoholism. My husband started to drink after 13 years of sobriety and smoke pot. And then he turned into his drug of choice, which was meth. I didn't really see the meth use. I was in a lot of denial. I had, you know, some of my family saying, he looks like he's on drugs. I said he would never do that again. You know, he's just drinking. It's not a big deal. I just drank. At that point, things, as his behavior started deteriorating from the drugs and all that escalated, so did my alcoholism. I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know what was going on. And I basically lost myself in his drug use. We had money missing. He was isolating. He was losing jobs. You know, we could barely survive. That's all I was doing, was trying to function. And I was losing my mind, really losing my mind. And I was drinking a lot. And he went into treatment in 06. And I went to a family weekend to learn about how to deal with the addict. Go figure. So when I was there, it was fabulous. I'd have to say that was probably pretty much a wake-up call to, you know what, something's wrong. You need to face this addiction somehow. I couldn't even not drink during the family weekend. We would go to dinner, and I'd have a couple beers, and he'd look at me, why do you have to do that? I said, it's not my problem, it's yours. A lot of resentment. I kept drinking through his sobriety. I kind of would stop here and there. Basically, my way of thinking is that I had a sense of entitlement to drink. You know, you did this to me. This is how I'm dealing with it. So basically, you know, kiss my ass, basically. I even attended Al-Anon, and because I was the victim of all this. But it was a lot of guilt and shame that came along with it. And then probably a few months after he got out of treatment, he started acting like an addict again. And I couldn't handle it. I kept seeing these ghosts of what he was doing. And I felt like I was being spun back into exactly where I was for several years with his meth use. And my alcoholism became worse. I just kept drinking more. The window closed as to how long I was sober for. I was drinking on the weekend. I was drinking with my daughter, my young daughter at the time, and my nephew. I was drinking at home during the day on the weekend. And if I took them out, they want to go to McDonald's. No, let's go to Red Robin so I can drink during lunch. And drove with them in the car drunk, which I've done several occasions with my daughter before. And it was obviously very shameful. And then I slowly, as this thing started progressing and my husband's behavior progressed and I kept progressing in my alcoholism, I started having suicidal thoughts. I was having thoughts of driving into barriers on freeways on the way to work. So just to make it all stop. And I would look at myself in the mirror every morning. I was broken. I even looked the same to me. I would look like somebody who was just skating by and just waiting for that big yet to happen. So basically, at that point, my last drunk was June 4th, 2007. By this time, I was doing a lot of hiding, and especially from my coworkers. Went to happy hour, had 5 glasses of wine. And they asked for the check. With the check, we all had to figure out what we were drinking that night. I had 5 glasses of wine. They all went, what? And I just went, my whole body felt like numb. And I just went, my secret's out. And it was so much shame. I didn't want people to know that I was like that. I was very good at what I did with my job. I was a senior examiner there. No one thought anything like that. Amir didn't know, so... I went on the way home. I drank, of course, drank and drove. And on the way home, I stopped by and got a bottle of wine. And I went home. I got a glass of wine. I was sitting in bed with my daughter, and I looked at her, and I said, I'm a horrible mother. And she said, no, you're not, Mommy. And just at that moment, God came into my life and saved me. I was crying. I called my husband, who still was going through his thing. And I looked at him, and I said, I need help. I can't do this anymore. And he turned his back on me and walked away. I've heard this before, Bobby. And I just went, and right there could have been a pivotal moment. It could have been, okay, I'm not stopping now. You know, after everything I did for you, and this is what you're going to do to me, fine, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. But instead, I called my sister here in San Diego, because I was still in Seattle at the time, and I told her, I can't do this anymore. I need help. Something is going to happen. Something really bad is going to happen. I felt it. She talked me through it, and she saved my life. And I went to outpatient, and I haven't turned back ever. I got an amazing sponsor there who basically said, even if your ass is falling off, you put it in a purse and you get your ass to a meeting. That was her piece of advice. I'm like, I'm on board. This has not been the most easiest thing in the beginning. It was pretty difficult with everything else I was dealing with, but I put my sobriety before everything, including my daughter, everybody. That's what's gotten me here today. Sobriety has brought me so many gifts. It's brought me the gift of acceptance, to accept that what's going on in my life is exactly the way it's supposed to be going. No matter how bad it is, and no matter how good it is, everything is the way it needs to be today. And I have clarity. I had so much clarity brought to me in sobriety. I have made such major decisions in my sobriety. I've divorced my husband. I moved to San Diego. I took my daughter with me. There was a lot of fear. I didn't know if I was going to be dropped on my head. Was I doing the right thing? But, you know, this program has taught me that to trust God and such. So, anyway, I guess that's my 10 minutes. Anyway. But just really quick on the end of this, I was married in this church and to start a new life with my ex-husband back in 96, as I said. After all I'd been through, here I stand back in the same church sharing my experience, strength, and hope with you in my new life of sobriety. My life came full circle, and I'm grateful.